This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 8th. God's word for you today is Carmel. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 6, and it says, I, the Lord of heaven's armies, will act for you with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with whirlwind and storm and consuming fire. We will kick off today's devotion with a final thought from yesterday. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. God is saying, you are a city set on a hill. You are meant for higher ground. Therefore, every form of obscurity, every form of mediocrity comes to an end in your life today in the name of Jesus, because you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. How many tarpaulins can one put over a city on a hill in order to hide it? However, you have to get ready, because you cannot be hidden. You are going to attract attention, some good and some not so good. And because you are a fruitful tree, you are going to be stoned. People do not throw stones at trees without fruits. The significance of the higher ground for the believer is completely indispensable. We are created to function as a city on a hill. So, to fulfill your destiny, you need to take some significant mountains. You need to take some higher grounds. We are going to look at four of such mountains beginning today. These, of course, should lead you to do your own study, but these four we must get. The first is the higher ground of Carmel. Mount Carmel is the vineyard of God. According to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 16 to 45, please read. That was where the conflict happened. Mount Carmel is a place of destiny conflict, a place of destiny confrontation, and it is a place where you must secure victory over the prophets of Baal. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you have come to these higher ground today, you will secure victory over the prophets of Baal in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, you must secure victory on Mount Carmel. Many people have been dedicated to dainties at birth. Mount Carmel is where you get victory over what they call village forces. And anyone who does not get victory over those forces cannot fulfill their destiny. It is at Mount Carmel that it is settled which dainty will rule your life. Mount Carmel is a place of altars, and it determines the God that is genuinely in control of your destiny. Israel got to the point that they needed to settle that matter. Is it the God that they met, or is it the God of heaven? And to get victory on Mount Carmel, only fire guarantees victory on Mount Carmel. It is not the prayer of agreement or the prayer of communion that guarantees victory on Mount Carmel. It is fire. I pray that God will answer you by fire today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, act for me and against the enemies of my destiny with thunder, earthquake, a great noise, a storm, and consuming fire in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.